Pride's Harvest, a Scobie Malone novel by John Cleary, narrated by Sean Grindel. For Isabel. Kalamundra is a dozen towns. Each character in the story is a dozen people. A novel is the only cocktail I know how to mix. Chapter 1. 1.
You should take a week's leave and come out here, said Lisa. It's so restful, just what you need.
That had been the day before the murder. Lisa's timing, usually so reliable, had been way off. Scobie Malone, missing his wife and children, already weary after only 4 days of getting his own meals, making his bed, and trying to iron his shirt so that they didn't look as if he had pressed them by sleeping on them, had hung up the phone and thought seriously of applying for a week's leave. Murder had taken one of its rare holidays in the city, and now would be as good a time as any to ask for a few days off. Then the very next day, the routine telex report had come in of the murder at Kalamundra, and later that afternoon, there had been the telephone request to Regional Crime Squad, South Region, in Sydney, asking for assistance. Malone was the acting officer in charge of homicide, and he had assigned himself to the case without mentioning to any of his superiors at Police Centre that his wife and family were staying in the district where the murder had occurred. He had learned one thing, amongst others, from crims he had interviewed. The less police, especially superior officers, know, the better. "We'll leave first thing in the morning," he told Russ Clements. "We flying or driving?" "We'll drive. Another day won't matter, and I'd rather have our own wheel."